I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Security remains on high alert in Washington, D.C. and state capitals after the storming of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Police and the National Guard continue monitoring for potential unrest. Rex Rogers of Sat 7 USA urges Christians to pray for peace and to emulate their brothers and sisters in other countries.
Christians there have long since understood that they cannot look to government or regimes or political leaders or ideologies or parties for their protection and salvation, so to speak. Actually, to do that is idolatry. So how they pray and what they pray, they're amazingly resilient in their commitment to Christ and Christianity. That's what we should be doing, the same thing.
And please pray Christians would love each other during this turbulent time. Muslims are coming to faith in Christ in unexpected masses, and they need biblically based leaders. Leadership development is an Asian Access specialty, but the group may not look like a good fit. Discipleship in Asia seems like it requires a totally different approach than in the Middle East North Africa region. Asian Access President Joe Handley says there will be distinctly unique challenges to overcome, but there are enough similarities to bridge the gap. Please pray for wisdom for Asian Access as it transitions into the MENA region.
Trying to build disciples who will be strong Christ followers and strong leaders for the church of the future is crucial. As we lean into that region and adapt to each country and setting, we need folks to pray for this huge task of discipleship in the Middle East and North Africa.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. When you give, you enable all of us to come together. Would you consider joining us today? Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.